On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out there in podcast land, it's time now for our annual Top 12 Albums of the Previous Year, where Mark and I each rated the top 12 albums from the releases of 2017. And we put our list together and then combine them to come up with a Hard Rocking Trivia Show final countdown.
Woohoo!
So the funny thing is, I submitted my list, and I don't know the final order. I know what the right answers are, but that's just my list.
Yeah. Well, we're doing what every other rock podcast does on planet Earth, so we figured that we'd do ours, and we've done it, what, 3 years in a row?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you like what you hear, go out and buy these. Some of these are bands that not a lot of people know about in the States, and some of these bands you do know, but just looking over the list, a lot of these bands are not that well known and don't get any airplay in the United States or Canada.
Yeah, that's a shame, man. I wish we could have our own like SiriusXM channel, because these my 12 bands would get heavy rotation.
Well, funny you should say that, Danny, because I have my own channel. Hard Rock Arena Radio. Go to iTunes, go to the internet radio, and listen to it. That's a station that I put together, and it's stuff that Danny and I listen to, so you'll probably find something you'll know and a lot of stuff you don't know. If something comes out that's good, I throw it up there.
Absolutely.
And I just wish I could get Danny to listen to the station, but that's okay.
In all my spare time.
Yeah, you got plenty of it, don't you?
Right, yeah.
And you're in that posh building you work in, you know, that hospital. I'm sure you can blast it 24/7 there. Those kids would love that.
Right. No, there's a... I work in kind of an outlier building to the hospital, but there's a thing on what is it? What do you sign into?
Skype?
No.
Pandora?
No. It's Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a thing going around on Facebook now where they show the ugliest buildings in each state. I don't know whose opinion this was, but the building I work in is considered the ugliest building in Delaware.
Nice.
Go figure.
You should be proud. Hey, as long as they pay you, who cares?
That's right. Yeah. Whatever, but I just thought that was funny.
No.
And the hospital is like one of the most beautiful buildings. It's amazing, but whatever.
You live in the, quote, S-hole.
Exactly.
Oh, didn't Jay-Z say that about somebody earlier in the news? But hey, who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Something like that. All right, so,
back to our top 12 list. So, okay. Mark, you want go ahead and start the countdown.
Okay, so here's how we scored this. So if we rated albums 1 to 12, so you get 12 points if it's a number one, and you get 1 point if it's at number 12. And so we combined our two lists, and here we go. At number 12, here's a veteran band that all of you out there should know. The band is Warrant, and the album is Louder, Harder, and Faster, coming in at number 12.
Yeah, I would definitely believe that. It wasn't on my list, but it was probably, I guess, 13 or 14 if I had to make a longer list.
Yeah, and it's the best Warrant album with Robert Mason as a lead vocalist. Pretty solid, good songs, pretty rocking. So, yeah, if you don't have it, go out and get it.
Yeah, I like him. I like his vocals a lot.
He's real good. Yeah, now he's in a band, he's in a side project band with the three members of Dokken, without Don Dokken, so figure that one out. Who knows?
That TNN?
No, this is something different. It's like Super Shake or something, Super Stoke or something like that. It's like Jeff Pilson, Mick Brown, George Lynch, and Robert Mason.
Okay.
And
nice.
Robert Mason was also in Lynch Mob, so it's basically Lynch Mob Mark II with a different bass player. So, hey.
Okay.
So we figured we know what it's going to sound like. And so,
yeah.
And so what we're going to do with this little countdown is we'll probably give you a 30-second clip of something from the album. So I'm going to throw you something right now. Listen to this. He don't care. All right, and we're back. That was Warren at number 12. And Danny, ready for number 11?
I think so.
Okay, here's another album that wasn't on your list.
Oh, jeez.
But made my list. It's The Darkness and Pine Wood Smile.
All right.
Did you even hear this album?
I listened to probably two or three songs on it. Thought, okay, that's The Darkness.
And that's it.
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not a huge fan. I like them okay, but, you know.
Yeah, I like them. They're tongue-in-cheek, got a good sense of humor. The new drummer is Roger Taylor's son. Yeah, if you like The Darkness, you'll like this album. If you don't like The Darkness, you'll hate this album.
All right.
Pretty straightforward there, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so check it out. Here's The Darkness. Major delays, cancellations, tedious conversations, trying to reach a dinner with an essay. It's a journey into pure despair. There are fucking assholes everywhere. I can smell piss and shit in the air. Fuck you, Southern Trains. We're not getting anywhere. And we're back. That was The Darkness coming in at number 11 on our countdown. And number 10, guess what? Another album that didn't make your list.
Oh, jeez. Well, glad I could have some input here.
Yeah, well, you got some coming up. And number 9 made your list but didn't make my list. But at number 10, it's the return of the River Dogs and their album California with Vivian Campbell on guitar, who's in Def Leppard and Dio and all that stuff. And this is probably my favorite album from these guys. Did you hear this one?
Yeah, I listened to this a couple times. This was another one that probably would have been 13 or 14 on my list.
Yeah, I was surprised I liked it because the original River Dogs album, the first one, I thought it was eh. It was all right. This is actually my favorite River Dogs album, so I was kind of surprised that I actually liked this quite a bit.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. Let's hear a little bit of that right now. And we're going to zip right through this so you don't have to listen to a two-hour podcast. Nothing's going to knock you down. You're living the American dream. All right, and that was the River Dogs at number 10. Number 9 was an album that did not make my list, but it made your list. Goddard with Silver.
Oh, man. Well, just number 1, I love this band, and this is one of my favorite albums from them. I did like their last one, but this one I think is in the same vein, and I'm a big fan of these guys.
Yeah, I like them quite a bit, too, but I didn't like this album as much as Bang. I thought Bang was awesome. Silver's good, but...
Yeah, Bang was great, and I think Silver's right up there with it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a little mellow, but yeah, one of these days we get to see these guys if we get one of those Monsters of Rock cruises. That's the only time you'll ever get to see a band out here in the States.
Man, that's one of the bands that could show up at M3 and fit right in.
Yeah, they even announced that yet?
M3? Nope.
I think it's supposed to come up soon.
Yeah, they're talking about Monday maybe, or either last Friday or this coming Monday.
I guess we'll see. Hopefully it's not the same old bands.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Yeah. I bet 90% will be all the same, and it'll be a couple bands that we, you know, haven't been before, but like, eh.
I wish they'd mix it up a little more and have less bands and longer set times. That would be nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a band for an hour. You know, these 30, 35-minute sets, you get like 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah. And since we got way off the topic, let's get back on the topic. Let's hear a little bit of Goddard from Silver. I gotta find myself again. Wake up from the symphony. I just need somebody's gonna shake me up and spin me round. I need your love. Yeah, that was Goddard at number 9, one of Danny's favorite albums of the year. And finally, we got an album that both of us put on our list at number 8.
Way to go.
All right, that would be Mr. Big and Defying Gravity.
Oh, yeah, great, great album. I don't think these guys can make a bad album. There's not one that I thought, these guys are just good.
Yeah, I love the songs on this. Of course, the musicianship is amazing. Nobody sucks in this band. Everybody's good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's still kind of cool that they're keeping their drummer in the band, even though he's got medical issues. Parkinson's, yeah.
Yeah.
But he contributes to the songwriting, the singing, and the playing, too, so.
Hey, good on him.
Yeah, if you like Mr. Big, you should like this. So go out and buy it. Here's Mr. Big at number 8. If I fail, I am not okay. That was Mr. Big at number 8, and now at number 7 is an album that did not make my list, but it made your list.
Man, it must have been pretty high up there then.
But I like it quite a bit, and I did think about it. I mean, it was probably going to be my 13 or 14. It's a damn good record, and that would be Heat and Into the Great Unknown.
Oh, yeah, I love these guys. I've liked every album they've had. Just great songs, great musicianship. The songwriting is awesome. Vocals, I love the vocals. And this, I think this is like their next step. I think it's a really good step for them.
Yeah, I liked it quite a bit too. It's one of those ones that was just under. I wasn't sure, but yeah. I love them. Yeah, great band. In fact, these guys are playing in the United States at Melodic Rock Fest in Chicago. So they are one of those bands that we've never seen. They are playing in the States. But you got
to. Yeah, I'd really like to go to that show. I think last year it was probably even better, but this year, great lineup.
Yeah, I think Eclipse is also playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the funds.
Yeah, if only, I guess, what was it, last year or the year before was Harum Scarum's only U.S. date ever.
So
yeah.
Let's check out some Heat at number 7. This is a good album. And that was Heat. And now coming at number 6 is one that rated really high on my list, but is nowhere on your list.
What?
So I'm curious to see what you think of this. It's L.A. Guns and The Missing Piece.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really get into L.A. Guns. I don't know why. I loved their first album back in the day, but I don't know, just nothing has really hit me since.
I always liked them. There's hit and miss of those guys. This is the best thing they put out since The Vicious Circle, which was their 4th album. Very strong. Michael Grant's in the band, playing with Tracy Guns. So you basically got 2 lead guitarists. Strong stuff. I really like it. And it's on a lot of people's lists, except yours apparently, Danny. But that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well. So check it out. L.A. Guns at number 6. Hey! A little speed will make you want a little. And that was L.A. Guns at number 6. Coming at number 5 is an album that's on both of our lists, but initially wasn't on my list. Which was funny because I looked at you, sent me your list, and I said, I'm going to revisit this album again. And I put it on and went, damn, I like every damn song in this thing. Why? What was wrong with me? I just hadn't heard it in a while. And
right.
It's one of those super groups that came out on Frontiers. It'd be Tokyo Motor Fist.
Oh, man. Love these guys. Oh. Such a great album. I hope it's not a one-off thing, but so great.
Yeah, when I revisited, I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. Steve Brown from Trickster and was it Ted Poley from Danger Danger. Oh, my
God.
Every song. Hook after
hook. If you like anything of either of those two bands, you'll love Tokyo Motor Fist because it's like those two bands wrapped up into one. It's awesome. Great songs, very melodic, just really good. Tokyo Motor Fist.
Yeah, if you like AOR and melodic rock, this is up your alley. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. Terrible name, but great band.
Yeah. What is a Tokyo Motor Fist anyway?
I don't know. Maybe we don't want to know.
Oh, maybe we do.
Hey.
All right. Check it out anyway. And that was Tokyo Motor Fist. We still don't know what it means, but hey, great album. And at number 4 was super high on your list and just made my list. Band we both like, that would be Black Star Riders and Heavy Fire.
Oh, man. I can't believe it's number 4. That was number 1 on my list. Great, great album. I think it's by far their best. Best of the three. Just song after song is great. I think Dancing with the Wrong Girl is probably one of my top songs of the year.
Wow, it was number 10 on my list. And it's probably, it's probably my least favorite Black Star Riders album.
Oh, man.
But I like it. It's still good. I mean, Heavy Fire is a great song, and Dancing with the Wrong Girl is great. I like the band a lot. It just didn't get me like the other two did, but it's still good, and they got another one coming out pretty soon. So check this out. When you're dancing with the wrong girl. That was Black Star Riders at number 4. And now, our top 3 albums of 2017.
We need some musical thing there. Top 3.
That was it. You just three. Did it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no budget on this, so you're not going to get any music. So what you heard Danny doing is what you're going to get.
Sorry about that.
All right. At number 3 was my number 1 album, and it did make your list. And that would be Night Ranger. And
what's nice.
Don't Let Up.
Yeah, great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, this is another group that doesn't make bad albums at all. So,
well, there's a couple stinkers in there, but not lately.
Night Ranger's a great band, and I think they've hit their stride with what they do.
Yeah, a lot of people just think of them, oh, that's a sister Christian band. No, they got some great rock songs.
Yeah. Exactly.
And this album has some, too. And they also have their softer side, too. But the rockers rock. And if you like the first 3 Night Ranger albums, go out and get this one. It is great.
Yeah, it's definitely back to their roots, what they were doing when they first came out. Yeah. They rock.
And live, they're still great.
Oh, absolutely.
So check.
And they were one of the top ones at M3, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
They killed it.
Yeah, hit after hit and great playing.
Absolutely.
And check this out. I think this is the first album with Kerry Killy, whatever his name is, on guitar. Check it out. Number 3, Night Ranger. No name for life. And now, the top two. Number two. You could probably guess what the one and two are, but these are two bands, and one and two, that I don't even think have U.S. record deals. But they kill it.
Luckily, we have the internet.
Yes, thank God, because we would have never heard of these bands if we didn't. Coming in at number two, Harum Scarum and United.
Awesome, awesome album. These guys, I wish they would put out an album every year and tour the States endlessly, but they do not.
Yeah, this is the best thing they've put out in a long time. And even the stuff that is not as good as this is still pretty good. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. For any of you guitar players that don't know who Pete L'Esperance is, shame on you. This guy is a monster. He is so good. Writes awesome riffs. Can play his ass off. He's amazing. So if you don't know who Harum Scarum is, go out and get any of their albums and just listen to the guitar playing. But this album, United, is great.
Yeah, go on YouTube and type in Harum Scarum, Sinking Ships, and listen to that song.
Oh, yeah, just watch him play. It's amazing because the video focuses a lot on his playing on that song, and it's just remarkable.
And harmonies out the wazoo, hooks for days. These guys rule.
Oh, man, I'm kicking myself for not going to that Melodic Rock Fest in Chicago a couple years ago when they played, just because who knows if you're going to get to see them at all.
Either that or we're going to have to take some road trip to Canada.
We're here to see Harum Scarum.
Yeah, can you let us in the country, please? So check this out. This is a little Sinking Ships from Harum Scarum at number two. And there was Harum Scarum. That ruled, didn't it?
Totally.
Damn. All right. Here we are at number one. Du-du-du-du. Here it is. All right. And before we give you number one, let's recap. Going from 12 to 2. Here we go. Number 12 was Warrant. Number 11 was The Darkness. Number 10 was River Dogs. Number 9 was Goddard. 8, Mr. Big. 7, Heat. 6, LA Guns. 5, Tokyo Motor Fist. 4, Black Star Riders. 3, Night Ranger. 2, Harum Scarum. And number 1. Danny, what do you think it is?
It's got to be Eclipse.
It is Eclipse.
Yes. Man, I just gotten into these guys maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago. And these guys are freaking great. Yeah. Every song is just killer hooks, melodies, awesome playing. The guitar is unbelievable. And just, they're great.
Yeah, the name of the album is Monumentum, and the guy who's ahead of Eclipse is Eric Martinson. This guy is amazing, great player, great songwriter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, every song in this album rules.
Yeah, this is my top four albums easily could have been interchanged with each other, and just, this is, I have no problem with this being our number one. It's just great, great album.
Oh, yeah, amazing. So check a little bit of this out. This is Eclipse. And ride, ride, ride like a hurricane. Ride, ride, never ever look back. Ride, ride, ride like a bullet train. Ride, ride, never ever look back. You get no sinking chance, so never look back. No, no. Wake up. And that was Eclipse at number one, an album you need to go buy now.
We need to play a whole lot more of that.
Yeah, unfortunately, with the current rules and regulations out there, we can't play. We play about 30 seconds.
All right, great. We can't, I'll go buy the album, just whatever, buy it.
Yeah, we can't pay the fines. There's no way.
No, not happening.
All right, so checking back, I'm looking over our list. Here's the albums that we both put in our top 12 but didn't make the Hard Rock and Trivia Show's top 12. These are ones also you might go out and check out. So I'm looking over Danny's list. He had Cheap Trick on his list with We're All Right. He put Styx the Mission on his list, which I didn't think was that great, but it was okay. Here's one. Jeff Scott Soto, Retribution. Pretty good stuff. I'm surprised you didn't put the other band that he's in now. Didn't like that one too much?
Not as much. I like his solo stuff a little bit better. I like Soto a lot if you're into a real hard rock mood. The super group that he was in, it was okay for me. Wasn't great.
Oh, even though everybody in that band is awesome?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The playing is amazing. I mean, Billy Sheehan's in the band.
What's the name of the band again? Sons of what?
Sons of Chaos.
No, it's not Sons of Chaos. Oh, my God, we're both having brain farts.
Oh.
Yeah, go look it up. Sons of what? Sons of Apollo? Is that it?
Yeah, Sons of Apollo.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
It's like Dark Symphony is the album.
Yeah, I haven't gotten quite into it yet. It's around 20 for me. I mean, yeah, everybody's good in that band. Oh, another one you have on your list that I liked a lot and almost put it on mine was Rhino Bucket, The Last Real Rock and Roll. I thought that was pretty good, too.
Oh, man, that's a great album if you're into just, like, I don't know, straight-ahead rock and roll, AC/DC, Kix, that kind of stuff. It's,
yeah.
I mean, the guitar player from Kix is in Rhino Bucket, so.
A couple albums that I had on that didn't make your list, the Biters album. I don't know if you're not familiar with the Biters.
Oh. Yeah, I like that album a lot, too.
Yeah, that's straight out of like, since 1975. And Black Country Communion I also had and made my list but didn't make yours.
Yeah, I like that album, too. Like I said, we could have had a top 20, but...
Yeah, we didn't want to, you know, take away 45 minutes or an hour of your time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep this under 30, maybe.
I'm pretty happy with the list we have.
Yeah, that list doesn't suck, so hopefully we turned you on to something. Yeah, if you go out there and buy it, support these bands, because... Times are tough out there for rock and roll bands.
Absolutely.
In fact, the Grammys, Avenged Sevenfold is boycotting the Grammys because they put the best rock song, they took it off the telecast. So there's virtually no rock, guitar-paced rock on the show whatsoever.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. If you're not Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift or Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it's either pop, hip-hop, or country.
Ugh.
No rock.
Even though
if you look at the top tours in the the world, they're rock bands.
AC/DC, top in the list every time.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Ugh.
Yeah, we get some hip-hop guy.
Don't even Grammys. What a
joke.
Just from the very beginning when they gave the best medal to...
Jethro Tull.
From right then, you knew this is a bunch of old guys that had no clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
No clue. Let's throw people a bone and give them a metal category. with Jethro Tull even nominated. What a joke.
So let's end this top 12 of 2017 with the parting message. Screw the Grammys.
Amen.
Yeah, they can bite us. And good night.